I mean,
it's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman uses a hairdryer at the hotel and gets a $1,400 bill.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okie dokie, Kevin. What's up?
Oh, it is news time, Monday morning. Weekend box office. Well, I don't think it's too much of a surprise what was number one.
Probably not.
They've been everywhere promoting it, doing the thing. Deadpool, Wolverine. Number one at the box office. But what was the number?
Well, yeah.
$105 million.
Did it make 200? Yeah, because I heard like on, what was it, Friday, or maybe it was early Saturday morning or something, like, you know, they were like, well, $35 million the first day. So the question is, will it make 200? Well, there's your answer.
It sure did.
Yeah.
$205 million this weekend. Twister's number two at $35 million. Despicable Me 4 was number three. Inside Out 2 was number four. Mm. They got some of my money this weekend.
Which one?
Inside Out 2.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't go to it, but it was my money that I gave to my granddaughter and my son's girlfriend. I had my son working Saturday night.
I see.
At one of the weddings, and I was also working at a wedding, but I said to his girlfriend, I said, here, take some money, and why don't you and Amelia go to a movie?
That's a great idea.
And they did, so it was great.
What was the overall take on the movie?
Well, Jay, by the time I got home very late yesterday and asked her about it, I said, Amelia, how is the movie? Did you like it? She goes, no.
No.
I go, how was it? Really? She goes, it was bad.
Didn't like it,
and
huh?
I go, oh, so you didn't like it? And then, you know, the girlfriend and my son chime in and say, that's not what you said earlier.
Oh, okay.
You said you liked it, whatever. She goes, I know, but I'm just so tired of answering that question.
That's man, she's kind of like you a little bit that way.
I was just like, come on, kid.
That's hilarious.
But then she was like, no, Papa, it was fine. It was great. Thank you for letting us go. And I was like, okay, there you go.
I heard both sides of the Deadpool Wolverine. Some was great, some not great. So I'm just curious anybody went who listens to this program would just text us real quick and give us a, you can do a ranking, you can give a review, whatever it is you want to do, or just a quick thumbs up, whatever. On the Deadpool Wolverine, what do our listeners feel like?
Yeah,
just out of curiosity.
What was the, what did they say with the did not like?
Not the worst of the three Deadpools, one person said. And I was like, how many Deadpools are there? I don't remember.
This would be the third one.
Yeah, and then, yeah. So yeah, they said, yeah, the worst of the three. And I don't know if that means that they're a big Deadpool fan and wanted it differently, maybe. Yeah.
That's kind of hard.
Because it is weird. I mean, that is a... If you just like the Deadpool, then you mix in a different character or whatever.
It could be different.
I can
enough,
see how that would throw you for a little bit of a loop.
So 509-441-0999, just shoot us a quick message. If you don't mind, if you went to see the movie and whether you liked it or didn't like it.
Yeah, and
I take our listeners' word for it more than I do like critics or whatever else.
Right. Was there the person who said this to you? Were they a human that you know, or was it a critic?
They were a human that I know.
Are they a critic?
No, not really.
Okay, no. So some of you respected their opinion.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, my bad. Sorry, I understand. That's one of those things, though, that matters, right? Because you're like,
yes.
Well, I don't know if I really care what his opinion about that was.
Right.
And then there's certain people where you're like, yeah, I do care about that, actually.
Right.
Accurate statements.
I have a weird stat for you guys today. It's like a stat of the day slash
bonus stat of the day.
Weird fact.
Story number two.
I'll just call it story number two.
That seems appropriate.
I don't know.
Over 50% of all lottery tickets sold are bought by only 5% of people who buy lottery tickets.
Wait, say that again?
Mm-hmm.
50%, over 50% of all lottery tickets sold are bought by only 5% of people who buy lottery tickets.
I could see that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I could see
you
that.
Get what it,
yep.
it's just...
If you do, then you're more likely to buy more of them.
Yeah, you're just... Yeah. That's your thing. It's right. Your routine, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so they buy... We do not fall into that category. Right?
You mean this group? You and I and Steve?
Yeah, like, I never buy them. And right.
Steve never buys them.
Jay, you buy them when it's the big one.
Yes.
So that's kind of, I guess it makes sense. Yeah, the daily buyers, the people who buy,
that's
you know,
for sure
more than
right.
half
yeah.
the tickets
yeah.
are just the guy people who love to buy them.
Text line, yes, loved it. Thumbs up. Okay, 30 popcorns.
Wow. Do you know who this listener is?
The last one? The 30, yeah. 30 popcorns is Jared. The other two don't have
Jared.
Names.
Okay, I trust
yep.
Jared.
Yep. I don't know what scale that's on, Jared. I'm going to assume 30 out of 30.
30 out of 32, I believe. I think okay. 32 is what the scale's at with okay. Sean now right. from right. Thompson Falls.
Well, it's sliding.
Still 30 out of 32 is pretty good.
That's a
oh,
good
heck
one, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's no 32, but it's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's not too bad, is it? Steve, I did not get to watch any of the Olympics. That's a lie. I did watch a little bit of, like, I don't know, I turned it on to Hulu, and they just have random things that are on, and it's been in the middle of the night, basically, both times when I've turned it on. One time I watched ping pong.
I saw a little bit of that, yeah.
I also realized that your Olympic viewing experience is dramatically lessened if you're just having it on in the background.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I had the swimming was on last night. I was like, definitely not paying attention, doing a bunch of other things. And it seemed like every time I looked over, I'm like, there they are swimming. And it was just an extremely dull experience for me.
Yes.
Whereas if I were to watch and get the stories and get the backgrounds and get the competition juices flowing, then I feel like, yeah, otherwise I would just look over and go, go USA. Did we win? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, the first night, it's like, I don't know, 2 a.m., and I turn it on, and what they have is indoor rifle
okay.
shooting,
yeah.
indoor air rifle shooting or something.
All right.
And I turn it on, and I'm like, this is the dumbest thing. This is the first thing I get to watch in the Olympics. And I start watching it. And, of course, they're doing the thing where – they're making it sound so exciting.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And then as you start watching it and you realize, oh, my gosh, yeah, they're wearing these uniforms, outfits, whatever you want to call them,
uh-huh.
that are so stiff so that they don't allow their body to have any movement because they hold these rifles so precise. I think they said the target they're shooting at is like the size of a dime.
Okay.
So they have to be that precise.
Sure.
I might be wrong about that. It was 2 a.m.
Yeah.
But it's so small. Now, it just looks like a regular target on TV, right?
Sure.
But then they're like, oh, they're just 2 millimeters of a difference there on that shot. And somehow I fell for it, and it was exciting, and I watched it until China won. And, of course, it's all, you know, super young kids.
Yeah.
But then when you realize how steady they are and what they're doing, you're like, okay, it is pretty impressive.
That's also why they have super young kids, because they have to hold steady.
Absolutely. I mean, just standing still like that
right.
would not be.
Oh, they're standing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, Jay, they're standing. There's nothing that they rest it on. They rest it on their body.
Oh, wow,
and
yeah.
They hold these big rifles and then shoot. I mean, it's a game of millimeters.
Man, if you thought that was exciting.
Oh, I know, Steve. I can't wait to watch real stuff.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you remember?
Kevin James.
When it first died, September.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can follow along on the listener letter on our website, on our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show. It's super simple. You can also, while you're on our Facebook page, follow along with Spam Around the World.
Oh, yes.
So some updated pictures there, some very beautiful pictures of Spam boarding a cruise ship. I mean, there's a lot of fun things there for the spam around the world. So check it out on our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show. Dangerous on the railing,
it's
though.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna read it. That is my job, I guess. Dear okay. Jay and Kevin, I'm okay. Sorry, Steve. My computer would not. Hey, you know what? I'm going to have you read this one, bud.
Oh, let's go, Steve.
I'm going to have you read this one.
All right. I'll do it as Kevin James.
Good morning, guys. I'm changing my name on this to protect the innocent. Or at least the innocent in my mind.
Keep going. Am I getting an accent?
That's actually great.
Here's the deal, and I'm pretty sure I've heard you guys talk about it before. You might be getting a little bit of an accent. But my schedule at work changed, and now I'm dealing with it. The lights being red in the morning when no one is around, it's so frustrating. I just look around and then go through the light. I treat it like a four-way stop. Be honest. Other people do this too, correct? I have zero sense to sit through those lights. Thoughts? That's from Red Light Ron.
Huh. Okay,
it's quite the impression there.
I'm going to do Steve now.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
here
please
we
don't.
Go.
No, please don't.
No, you're right. I won't.
Okay. No, do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't stop now.
I don't know.
Oh, that's all you got. Okay.
That's it, yeah. I guess. That was it.
That's about how much you'd have, I feel like.
509-441-0999 to call or text and let us know what you think about Red Light Ron. I have done it before. If I was to admit it, I have done it before. But, it's 4:45, there's no one around.
Right.
It seems silly. I get it. Well, I also think that the times that I have done it, it's always the same light. And I feel like that there are times when something's wrong with it because I'll be sitting there and I'm like, dude, it's been like 2 minutes and there's literally, I don't even know why it changed in the first place.
That's the part I don't get.
And it's kind of one of those weird intersections where it's not very busy anyway. It's not a main intersection.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I literally have changed the way I drive to work now.
Because of the lights?
I do it blindfolded with a foot out the window. No, I changed the route that I take. Is what I
right.
meant.
Is it to avoid lights or what is it?
I don't know.
Yes, Kevin, to avoid lights and avoid situations. But I go now a different direction. I mean, I go, same direction, just different route.
I'd like to see you blindfolded with the foot out the window.
Not behind the wheel, you wouldn't.
We have some folks on Facebook who are being honest, like Charlie.
Yep.
Who says, if before 6 a.m., I'm going to be guilty. Traffic is pretty lax at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not legal, and cops do have the right to ticket
you. Well, of course they do, yeah.
But I'm the guy who ain't afraid to just ask a cop, am I going to get a ticket? Which is kind of fair. Like, you just go, You don't really mean this, do you?
I remember when they changed this, it used to be a 5 a.m.er, and then they changed it to, I think they run all night long. I don't know.
Jay, there are intersections that run all night long.
I get
it. There are certain intersections that they say run all night long because they're higher traffic areas.
Sure, that makes sense.
Which is fine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But also, you're wrong. There's times they're higher traffic,
uh-huh.
But there's also times you could sit at that stoplight and there's nobody around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm at 4th and Sullivan at, 4:30 in the morning and there's nobody there. I'm like, well, this is dumb. And then why is it red?
You already know my answer. You know I've done this.
Yes, many times.
Yeah, I do it quite a few times.
You're quite the lawbreaker.
I do it always safely. Where it's just
safely break the law.
Yeah, you look around. I treat it as a four-way stop.
Uh-huh.
And Wes says, blinking reds is a four-way stop. You are correct, Wes, but they're not blinking.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're just
solid red.
Yeah, yeah.
But they should be blinking.
So I just kind of go,
hey, let's go back to pre-2013, I think, is when the law changed.
Also, I would be fine if it blinked red always, because for a while there,
absolutely,
downtown Spokane, you would go, one direction would be yellow, blinking, one would be red blinking.
Right.
Just make them all red blinking.
Sure. We all stop, look around, can't we all just work through this together? I mean,
you trusted us to give us a license.
That's right.
Don't you think we can figure that part out on our own?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Too much pressure for Steve. He's like, I don't know. Can I only go when it's not red, like during the blink part? Steve moves forward a foot, then another foot. Then another foot.
Betty is a law follower. She says, it's frustrating, but you have to sit there and wait, or it might be that exact moment that a police officer is just waiting for you to run the light.
Yeah.
And she said, plus, not waiting is, it's a danger. If someone is coming really fast down the road the other direction with a green light, it is a risk for sure, but you go ahead and decide, I will stay and wait.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Who is it, Steve?
Hello.
It's Jay.
Oh, Kevin, why don't you talk to Jay?
Kevin James.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Kevin.
Did, were you in a fraternity?
I sure was.
What was the fraternity?
It was the Fool Steve by Calling Your Own Radio Show fraternity.
Oh, my gosh.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
This guy. By the way, I was sitting down for a second over here on this side of the control board.
Yes, sir.
And I was like, I don't know, just a little, having a lull of energy. So I was sitting here thinking, I got to keep my energy up. It's only 7:30. We got to go. We got to, like, you know, 2.5 hours to go. And so I started doing, like, air bicycles. You know, where you're like, you're pedaling.
Well, you're sitting on the chair?
Yeah, like I was, and I was like, what am I, like, doing sit and fit now? Is this what I'm doing?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it keeps you going, I guess.
Yeah, so I was like doing like air bicycles. So now I've realized, man, I'm so energized.
Yeah, did it help? That's
man.
My question.
Sit and fit is the thing.
That is what matters, I guess, right?
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be doing that more often. Edge of my seat, bicycles. I'll let you guys know.
Okay, keep us posted.
Congrats to Morgan Wallen. He has a number one pop song.
With
Post. First pop song, number one for Morgan.
I heard you say Post Malone has a number one pop song.
Ah.
That's how linked I am to those two.
What did I say?
I think you said Morgan Wallen.
I did, yeah.
I think you said it right. I just heard Post Malone for some reason.
I did enjoy how they were like, "Oh, Post Malone has it's leaked out his album cuts. It's leaked out for his new album." That's I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure that wasn't an accident, but it's fine either way. We now know the complete roster of people he'll be singing with on his country album, including obviously we know Morgan Wallen and Blake and Luke Combs. We got all that right. Everybody already understood that. You can add to it Brad Paisley, Jelly Roll,
yes,
Lainey, Dolly, Hardy and Ernest, Tim McGraw, Chris Stapleton, and Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of great songs.
Is there
another
one you're most excited to hear?
I'm not going to lie, the Hank Williams Jr. has me intrigued.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think it'll be great. I also, right off that list, I just go Hardy and Tim McGraw.
As the, not together, but separately.
The ones I want to really hear. Well, and Jelly, duh.
Well, yeah. But, you know, like bringing back some classics like Brad Paisley, that's pretty cool. And then way back to Hank. I mean, Hank Jr. on there, that's going to be awesome. So you got your legends. Obviously, you got legends like Blake, Dolly, Hank Williams Jr., Tim McGraw. I mean, those are, we got legends. And then you got, you know, obviously, Lainey and Jelly are the hottest things going, along with Hardy and Ernest, who are the up-and-coming guys who are just going to tear it up for years. So, yeah, he covered it all.
He really did.
Yeah, well done. So I'm sure he'll just keep, quote-unquote, leaking out tracks on that for quite a while. What else you guys got?
No word when the album comes out, though?
I don't know. I can look. I don't think it's been announced.
I thought I remember him promoting that. For some reason, September 6th sticks in my head.
Okay.
And that, do not quote
August
me on
16th.
That.
August 16th, yeah.
Like I said.
August 16th. So, you know, just over 2 weeks. Not bad.
You did say don't quote me on that.
Yeah, so that always covers right. it. You can say anything. If you say at the end of it, don't quote me on that, I think then you're covered.
That really does work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like you go, yeah, okay, look at that. I said don't quote me on it.
Also, I saw that one of those weird stories that could have been a lot worse than it was the Kane Brown fire on his stage story. That was weird.
What?
There was a fire. It was way up in the scaffolding, so it's like, you know how that works, right above where Kane Brown would be standing on the stage.
Yeah.
This literally directly overhead, there was a fire up in the scaffolding. It did not look very big. It looked like it was relatively, you know, small and contained. I said Kane. It was contained quickly for Kane Brown. So they, you know, put it out. 10 minutes later, he came back on stage and finished the show. But,
okay,
man, that was one of those where you go, ooh. Don't know what caused it.
Yeah.
Looking into an electrical situation.
You're in the audience. You might be going, oh, that's cool. Fire.
Well, yeah.
Right? Because there's so many different things in a show.
Yes.
And then you're like, I don't think that's supposed to be there.
Kevin, I think it took a while because it just based on the reaction from people's cell phones.
Right.
It was one of those, they were like, oh, wow. And then you realize, wait, that, and it's, I mean, from the ground, it looked like about the size of a quarter just because, you know, you're so far away from it.
Sure.
But then all of a sudden you realize, no, like, that's actually a fire. Yeah, it's just weird. So anyway, all's well that ends well there.
Real quick, I saw this one that made me sort of chuckle. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. The International Olympic Committee issued an apology after kicking off the 2024 Summer Olympics with an unfortunate error. They say the IOC spokesperson, Mark Adams, addressed the error, saying that we apologize wholeheartedly. An operational mistake was made, and we can only apologize after the fact. Unfortunately, we can't go back and change it. And the fact that we called South Korea North Korea.
Oh, man.
We are sorry for that error.
Yeah, that's a bad one. I'm sure that doesn't go well.
Those two countries don't really jive.
They don't really like each other that much.
That's a bad one.
I thought maybe you meant the wardrobe malfunction, but I think that was a whole different thing. And then they also...
What was a wardrobe malfunction?
Was it Snoop?
No, apparently there was some shorts were too short.
Oh, I saw something about that. That was like one of the athletes, right?
I think it was a dancer.
Oh, I thought it was one of the athletes.
Uh-uh. I did see they also, Eurosport fired a commentator from the Olympics.
Yeah, he got a little too...
He just made what he thought was a funny, quote-unquote, funny joke. And the live television funny jokes sometimes don't mix. And it just was one of those. It was just one of the...
A sexist remark.
Oh, totally. Yeah, he said something about the women are just finishing up. And we know how long that's going to take because they got to do their makeup. I'm like, oh, buddy. That's ridiculous.
I hope no one just turned on the radio really quick and then turned it off really quick.
to hear the quote. Yeah, to hear the quote. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, come on, man. Hope you enjoyed your one day at the Olympics. He's like, well, that's it. Gotta go home.
Yeah, it doesn't even really make sense. Like, no,
it's this whole thing.
In general, I'm fine with that joke.
Oh, boy. Hello?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Vacuuming sucks.
But now you're going to do it, right? Because you know where the vacuum cleaner is.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, you know what? I am going to do it.
Okay.
Kevin James.
But I already know how it's going to go. I'll do it, and then Jay will come in and go, dude, missed a spot. And then
Stop
he's going to do it anyways because he likes
not.
To clean.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't like to clean. I like clean. Don't put words in my mouth. Donuts, yes. Words, no.
Donuts.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Let's see. Devin took a lot of time off from, you know, being busy and just did the river. Good time for that. Coeur d'Alene River, Saturday and Sunday. Heck of a time. Good for you. Electric Bill washed his underwear in a salad spinner.
Oh, we suggested it and he did it, huh? How was it, Bill?
I don't know if that was like, I mean.
He said it was the best part of his weekend.
I don't know.
Right?
He did say that.
Yeah, I just wonder how they turned out. I'm guessing great.
Yeah, seems like I did.
It was the drying that I was a little unsure how fast that would go.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a minute.
The washing seems like it's simple.
Dinner at Wolf Lodge in Coeur d'Alene with friends. That sounds good. That's from Carla.
I drove by Wolf Lodge 4 or 5 times.
Over the weekend?
Yeah. And it was last night, I was like, oh my God. It just smells.
Oh, you could smell it.
So yeah. Good. And there were so many cars there. I've never been to that Wolf Lodge.
Wait, what?
I've never been to that one. I was to
Steve,
the one in
take
Spokane
Kevin,
a few times.
Take Kevin to the Wolf Lodge in Coeur d'Alene, please.
I've already been.
Hilarious.
I know.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Well, it's a lodge full of wolves. It's awesome. You go in there and they have, they're cage-free wolves.
Well, they're dancing wolves.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Dancing
Kevin Costner's there. Yep.
Okay.
Thing's amazing. It's a fun time. You should go.
Yeah.
Great
is
food.
Is it barbecue?
No.
Mm-mm.
It's just steaks, baby.
Oh.
Baby. And everyone says they have the best steak around.
Okay.
Best part of your weekend, Steve? What do you got?
Oh, Jay, you know. Man, I watched...
Haircut at 3 p.m. on a Sunday? I don't know.
I mean, that was pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, no waiting.
No
that,
waiting?
That I was mean, fantastic.
I mean,
that part's
no
awesome.
Waiting?
Yeah. No, I just walked right in there. I was like, all right, we're doing this. And she was like, all right, come on back. I was like, okay.
What a time.
So, yeah, no, that was pretty great. But no, the watching of the Olympics, oh, I can never get enough. Well, maybe I can't, but it was pretty great this weekend.
How much time per day do you think you spent with the Olympics?
Per day? Boy, I don't know.
Like 10? 10 hours?
No, not that long.
So definitely more than that.
Yeah.
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 It was pretty great. No, we had in the audio vault earlier this morning, Snoop Dogg describing the carrying of the Olympic
yes,
torch.
Yes, correct.
He also did, this was last night when I was watching the primetime, encore, whatever.
Yeah.
He was doing like this week's highlights or whatever.
Oh, so he does like a recap?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah. I guess that's
oh,
what he's doing.
I didn't
doing.
Know that.
Do you want to hear a little bit of it? I have some
sure,
of it.
Sure, let's hear it.
Okay. So he was describing this part is a little badminton match between the U.S. and China.
This is a great rally right here between China and the U.S. right here. As you see it, don't stop to the casket drop. They rocking and rolling back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. That too. Nope, sit down somewhere. Get out. Get, wait a minute. Hold it way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that. That was a good point.
Okay, it's kind of funny. I thought I was going to be extremely annoyed by it, but it got better because I was. It's so ridiculous.
Well,
I
mean, when you're watching the badminton, it is wild watching those guys.
It's super fast, and you could hear the crowd in the background too. They no, not that up there, up in here, then back down. Give me that.
There was a great highlight that I saw.
That was one of the intense points.
It was a
that.
Match point. In beach volleyball.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Have you seen it? Steve, did you see that one?
I think I did.
They're flying all over the place and it's just a really long rally or what?
Yeah, it was just one of those great rallies. I mean, not as great as the one that went viral
like
2 years
way
ago,
back when.
A
yeah.
A couple
yeah.
years ago. I think it was like 2 years
that
ago.
That was insane.
That thing was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in sports. But this one was really good, and it was a match point, and I believe the U.S. won.
Yeah, no, I did see that one. Yeah.
And who are our new U.S.? I mean, everyone will always be Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh, as far as I can tell.
I know.
Like, for me, they were just so, for so long in the beach volleyball thing, everybody knew them.
Well,
and now,
I mean, you know names of beach volleyball players, Kevin.
Right.
That's how iconic they were for
Karch Karai. I know his name too.
Yeah. He's like coaches and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know who the new girls are. I guess this is, we need to get to know them because, you know, they're going to be competing for gold.
Sarah Hughes and Kelly Chen.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, love the internet. Well, next, I can't wait for hear Snoop's recap of that one. Give me that. It's over there? No, you can't have that. It's up in the air. It's back down again.
I think that was the best of the highlights. See, let's see. He also did. Yeah, I mean, he did. It was the highlights. So I don't know.
And then we have the other review, which is Kevin Hart and Anthony Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah. I have not seen it yet, but I saw that they're doing it.
Oh, they're also doing recaps?
Are they covering it?
Wow. Unless I'm wrong about this.
I saw that Kevin Hart was doing it.
It's Kenan Thompson. That's
okay.
Who.
Yeah.
Now I'm doubting myself that any of this is real. God, the internet. It's just so, there's so much false information out there, people. Be careful.
By the way, Penny said best part of her weekend, taking her 10-year-old to their first Broadway show. 10-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, which was?
Frozen, obviously.
Nice. Oh, here, yes.
Chris Stapleton concert in Seattle for Amber.
Also said, thanks
for the tickets. You're very welcome. I heard it was great.
Yeah, Sylvia called, too, and she said thank you and had a great time.
And Willie was on that, too, so that's cool. And then just went for a couple of good Harley rides on the new Harley. That's awesome. Well done. Kevin, did you have a best part of your weekend?
Yeah, I will give a shout-out to... It was a crazy weekend where for my company, we had three weddings and silver hoops. That's a lot. On Saturday. So I had guys all over the place. It was weird. None of us had cell phone service. So it was I was like, man, this day's going really smooth. And then I realized, oh, I have no cell service. And then found out later, none of them did either.
This is so, this couldn't be any better. I haven't heard from anybody.
I'm like, this is great.
Wow.
What a smooth running day for having all these events.
I had no idea it was going to be this smooth. Wait, suddenly your phone starts going crazy.
But the wedding I did, Abby and Jason, I got to give them
some love.
Sitting
in a tree.
Oh, man. They are. Abby's a big listener. She listens all the time.
Hi, Abby.
Abigail, as they called her from time to time.
There you go.
Very interesting. Nice. They were super, super fun. I mean, it was a great party. There was a moment, though, that I do want to address. Abby is a twin.
Yep.
Jason is a twin.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Now, Abby and her sister are not identical.
Okay.
Fraternal twins. Is that what they call that? Yeah. You know, they look a lot alike, but it's more of a sister found out, she's a twin. They didn't tell me that Jason had a twin.
Oh, no.
And they're identical. So there's a moment before the wedding where I go up to him, and I already talked to Jason a little bit, and I go up and I'm chatting it up with this guy, and I'm like, hey, man, like, whatever, you're pretty relaxed. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got really nothing to do. And I was like,
I got nothing to do.
Yeah, and it was acting very, very weird, and I just thought, yeah, like, what is going on with this guy? Like, Only to moments later, a door behind him opens up, and then there's the other guy. And I was like, oh, that's the actual
No wonder
group.
You're actually chill.
So that is now another question that I will put down on my, you know, little
are,
sheet
are
when
you
I
a
talk
twin?
To people. Yeah, do you have a twin?
Not cold feet, just different feet.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
very weird. I was like, what?
Yeah, they got you. I'm sure he probably knew.
Great party, though. And both of them knew how to party.
Oh, there you go. Both the twins or both the husband and wife?
All the twins.
All the twins.
Oh, all the twins.